a righteous eternal Father, we want to bring you glory and honor once again because you have helped us since the beginning of coming to your house. And so we give you all the glory. Thank you for graciously blessing us in the morning service. As we have come for this evening service, we believe that you that were with us in the Sunday school in the morning service, you are still the same. And we are trusting you, Lord, to cap your blessings for us this evening. Be with your people everywhere, your servants everywhere, standing behind the sacred desk to declare your counsel. You confirm your word in their midst and glorify your name. Thank you for your servant that is not able to come on account of tiredness of the body. We pray you minister to him. And all others that perhaps for one reason or the other that are not in church, they have to hook up to the tape online. We pray you bless them, Father. Lord, we just pray that at the end of the service, all of us will go back to our various homes with abundant testimony of your blessings. Lord, thanking you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Praise be to God. Let's open our Bible still to John chapter 16. As we continue with the sermon of the bad thing. I read for verses 20 to 21. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. So we continue with the topic as we try to still emphasize spiritual breakthrough. But now we want to go further to look at the timing of birth pains to show how soon the baby will be born. That's another thing that is before us to look at. The sermon is the birth pains. In the morning, we try to consider something, and that is looking at the nature, how the prophet presented nature to us to show us the pains, the sorrow, and the distress and discomfort that every one of those things that we have looked at in the morning, where they go through. And the prophet told us also that this path, because we are promised in the Bible, the prophet said, the prophet told us that there's a promise of a new heaven and a new earth. How many of us believe that? There's a promise of a new heaven and a new earth. And that is what gives us consolation. Because there's a promise of a new heaven and a new earth. That this one that we are presently living in, we give way, we go away, and the new one will come. And the process, the prophet has alerted to us as we begin from paragraph 43. The prophet here says, I believe that Jesus here was speaking. As he said, you will have sorrow, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy.
speaking to his disciples here, knowing that the birth of Christianity was coming into existence. And now the old has to die in order that the new is born. To have anything that gives birth has to happen of distress. And they certainly were going to go through the pain of distress and anguish to get from the Lord unto grace. That was the disciples. They are going to go through that pain of distress and anguish to get from Lord unto grace. Normal natural birth types the spiritual birth. All things of the natural are types of the spiritual. And we find out if we look out on the ground and see a tree in the heart growing or struggling for life. That goes to show that there is a tree somewhere that doesn't die. It's crying out for, because it's crying out for something. Here the prophet is giving us this understanding that the physical types the spiritual. We look at the physical birth. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, as the prophet made mention of it here. Yes. When it says that, the Bible says that there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And it goes further to say in verse 8, and there are three that bear witness in heart, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And says these three agree in one. He said they are not one. Somebody agreeing in one. And he went further to let us know here that the reason is because he said there are three that bear record in heart. That's water, blood, and Spirit. And they agree in one. A three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. He says, now notice the first three are one, the second three are actually which agree in one. You cannot have the Father without the Son. You cannot have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. But you can have the water without the blood, and the blood without the Spirit. So to link it with justification, sanctification, and Holy Ghost baptism. So he's bringing this to us to show us how the act is passing through bad pains. And that is why we see what we see today, what the heart is going through. So I think through our ages has proven to us, has proven this to be true. Water, blood, Spirit, justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That tie, or make an antitype, which make we take away from the natural birth. From the natural birth is water. The prophet said the water first, then the next is the blood, then after that is the Spirit, life. Those three complete. The water breaks forth first. If the woman, if she doesn't observe herself very well, she can lose the water while she's at home. And then the next thing, she has to be rushed to the hospital quickly so that, before the blood comes, so that the baby can be born properly. The medical people can attend to her. That is the natural way of birth. The prophet said that every birth is a mess. It's a mess. Water comes first, then the blood. It's a mess. And when the baby is coming through, it's a mess. And that is how spiritual birth is also. Justification, sanctification, and all that. The prophet says also is a process of mess. That the individual that is to go through these stages must die and rot. It's also a mess. Praise be to God. It is not a stylish thing. Because any kind of birth is a mess, whether physical or spiritual. The reason is because the person that is to be born into God's kingdom will have to do things. God will have to bring him or her down. God will have to derobe him or her. God will have to humble her. Because she has to cry to God. She has to follow what God says before she can have what God promised in his word. Praise be to God. It's a process that the prophet told us that we passed through. So now let's look at the time. The timing. All right. I think, look when a woman or anything is in travail for birth, the first thing comes to pass, the breaking of the water, a normal birth. Normal birth. Not operation. CS. In CS. There's nothing like that. So the friends that experience CS might not know what we are talking about, but the normal birth, the prophet says normal birth. The first is water, the second thing is the blood, and then comes life. Water, blood, spirit. And that comes to the normal, natural birth. And so it is in the spiritual realm, it's water, justification by faith, believing on God, receiving him as your personal savior, and being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are justified. And then the second is sanctification of the spirit, that God cleanses the spirit from all elements of the world, as we are saying in the Sunday school. That spirit, once God works upon that person, sanctifies the spirit from the elements of the world before the Holy Spirit comes. And that's when faith stays in that heart. And when faith stays in that heart, nothing else comes to occupy that heart any longer. It's God. To cleanse the spirit from all elements of the world and the desire of the world. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and gives new birth and fills up that vessel, that sanctified vessel. Praise be to God. All right. Let's move to our paragraph. Okay? Now, we find out that it is... Okay, let's leave that because of our time. Let's move to paragraph 57. I want us to move straight to that. Now, the prophet tells us here that from paragraph 86, we are told by God's prophet that we are to have a new earth, a new heaven, and a new earth. If you want scripture of that, it's Revelation 21. I could quote it for you. Have it here. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. They were gone. Now, if we are to have a new heart, the whole heart and the new heart cannot exist at the same time. One must live for the other to come. Let us bear the dream of Nebuchadnezzar in mind and the interpretation that Daniel gave to it. It's not the dream of Daniel. It's the interpretation, the vision of Daniel. We can call the vision of that because Daniel saw the vision to interpret the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Hello? Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but he couldn't remember it. It was taken away from his memory. But he knew he had a dream and that was disturbing him. But he took a prophet to see the vision of that dream exactly the way Nebuchadnezzar saw it. And he came to tell him and said, this is the dream that you had. This is the dream, the head of goat, this. When Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, told him everything, interpreted everything, what did Nebuchadnezzar do? Hold on. Let's ask our little children. When Daniel narrated the dream of Nebuchadnezzar to him, and every other thing. What did Nebuchadnezzar do? Who knows it here? Among our adolescents, who knows what Nebuchadnezzar did? Among our adolescents, there's no descent. Oh, merciful God. You don't read your Bible, or you are not up to that. What did Nebuchadnezzar do? After Daniel, I didn't ask anybody to say it. I'm yet to come to the adults. What did Nebuchadnezzar do when Daniel narrated the story When Daniel told him the dream that he had had and he had forgotten it.
Okay, the adults. Raise your hand, Neil. What did Nebuchadnezzar do? An adult from the sisters. Ah, remember, he had Zoro. Every good one here. For over 100. Well, this is not Sunday school. But anyhow, this is preaching class. I will ask you a question. Because anything more, what did Nebuchadnezzar do? When Daniel narrated the story, they were not happy. What did he do? He worshipped Daniel. He fell down. He fell down and worshipped Daniel. That was why he went to make an image and name it after Daniel. And he wanted to force Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the rest of the Israelites to worship him. Well, there's a type of that, the World Council of Churches. That's what that is typing. At this end time. And we are coming to it because it's part of the back pain that this earth is going through. Okay? We are told by God's prophet that we are going to have a new heaven, new heaven and a new heart. And the scripture promises it. And so, so John said, I saw a new heaven and a new heart. For the first heaven and the first heart was passing away, it was gone. Now, if we are to have a new heart, the old heart and the new heart cannot exist at the same time. Or the new world and the old world cannot exist at the same time. There can be two world orders together at the same time. We are told that presently, the Pope is working on the new world order. Are you aware of that? That one is coming, but he just has a few years to live. Just a few years to live. And it will terminate at the end of the Great Tribulation. But within that period, this earth will be shaken. Under the influence of Pope anointed by the devil, knowing fully well that is his last opportunity. And the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come unto them. It has been war right from Genesis. But this time around, he's going to use us all his wickedness. Alright? Let's move on. Now, if the old one has to die, then it's giving pains. It's giving back pains for a new one to come. Just like when a baby is to be born, the woman goes through pains. This is happening. Just like we have talked about the dew, the rain, the pond lily, you know, and the little chicken. And then if a doctor went to examine a patient that was in labor, one of the things that the doctor would do, which I am talking in the presence of two or three, I know of good medical doctors there, Christian doctors, I will ask you this one. One of the first things that the doctor does after he has been watching the patient is to time the pains. Bad pains. That's why sometimes the doctor will not listen to the woman. When she carries her bag, gets to the hospital, and they say, I've been feeling that. How are you feeling? I've been feeling that like this. I've been feeling like this. I've been feeling like this. Well, the doctor knows. So you will just ask her to do certain things or give her some instrument, use the instrument, and then they will look at the instrument and say, okay, go and sit down in that place. They are timing the pains. So a short while, now when she will cry out, he will scream. Yeah. Something like that. I've not been there. But there are some men that have the privilege to stay where their wife is passing through that. It's not because I ran away, but the doctor will not allow you to stay there. You say, stay outside. Stay outside.
It's because life, another life is coming. It takes pain. And this pain was predicted in Genesis. I mean, was spoken in Genesis as a result of the sin that human being committed. It should not have been so. But ever since it has been, everything, whenever there is going to be a new birth, it passes through pain.
Because the man has interrupted the whole thing. The sin of man brought interruption of nature. Everything that was order was in order, turned out of order. Lion in the beginning was not eating animal. That might be difficult for scientists to believe. They will ask, why did God make their teeth like that? Cannibals. Because in biology, you will know, they will tell you, ruminant animal, carnivore, voracious animal, their teeth are like this. The ruminant animal, they don't have the upper teeth. They only have molars and premolars, with which they chew. It is the tongue that the ruminant animals use to cut their, what do you call it, especially this ruminant. They will talk throughout their tongues, use it to draw the leaf, and put it in their molar, and use it to cut it. They use their molar to cut it, not their frontal part. But look at the teeth of the dog, lion, tiger, and the rest of them. Look at it. They use it to hold the neck of the animal. Now, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. It was what man did that brought interruption of that. Of course, you have to believe that. Because nature is also groaning, even until now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Nature itself is groaning, asking for deliverance, according to Romans. It's groaning. And that groaning is because it knows that deliverance is close. Praise be to God. So it times the bath. The doctor does, after being watching the patient, is to time the back pain. He times the pain, how close they are together, and how much more terrific each one gets. One is more harder to have than the other. Next one, still harder, gets closer together. That's the way he diagnoses the case by the back pain. When he knows that he gets to the level, we'll see, the doctor will signal to the matron, to the rest of the nurses. They will carry every other thing and put that in the place, cover the place up, and then they're giving her attention. But until that time, she's not going to have the attention of the doctor, nor the matron. Well, if the world has to give way to the birth of a new world, let's just examine some of the back pains we are having on the earth. And then we will see about what day and just about how far she is along in her labor. The heart is labor for the birth of a new earth. The prophet told us that the first world war showed great back pains. He showed one of the first. Now, this is diagnosing the back pain of the earth. One of the back pains is this is the timing of it. The prophet is timing the back pain of the earth. The timing, look at it, the first timing, that is the bat pain. The first bat pain. You look at it, the first world war, which shows great bat pain. It shows one of the first bat pains of her going into labor. Because of that time for her, we had brought for the bombs. And we had machine guns and poison gas. You know, they use the poison gas to kill some people as a capital punishment to some criminals, and they just lock them in a glass, they release gas there. The man will suffocate to death. You know, sometimes they talk about hanging and all other things. Sometimes electrocution. They put him in a place and connect some things to him and plug it. They will electrocute him. Human being is wicked. He thinks of what is going to affect the other person negatively. This fall is a terrible one. Man, in his falling condition, is evil. He's very, very evil. Thank God for the new birth that has promised. Without that heart, it will not be very easy to live here. Thank God for is the presence of the Holy Spirit that contains the activities of those people. The bombs, and we have machine guns, those are the weapons that timing what the first bat pain. But and you remember, maybe many of you cannot. I was just a little boy of about 8 years old, but I remember them speaking of this mustard and chlorine gas and so forth. How just look like you just get started, and they say it will burn up the whole house. It will kill everybody. Well, it might be breaking of that, just winds blowing it across the air, and how everybody was scared to death of that great weapon of poison gas. The earth went through Hades first bad pains during that time, First World War. Look at the weapon of mass destruction that they developed at that time. And then, and when we find out now, we had a second war. Second World War. And our pain was much greater. It's more terrific all the time. The bad pains of the earth. She almost had to give way during the time of the atomic bomb. Now, a more sophisticated weapon. Atomic bomb. Because it would destroy a whole city. It was much greater than the pains of the First World War. Of destruction of the earth. The weapon then was atomic. Now, she knows that her time of deliverance is at hand. That's the reason she's so nervous. The heart is passing through his nervous condition. It's trembling. Because she knows that the hand is here. As she is, it's because that there is a hydrogen bomb and missiles of the air that could destroy the whole world. One nation is scared of the other. No matter how little it is, they got those missiles that they claim with one of them. They can direct them by the stars and drop them anywhere in the world they want to. Intercontinental ballistic missile. That is, look at what Iran did. Was it Iraq or Iran? Iran. Look at how many missiles? 300 missiles that they shoot at Israel. May God be with Israel. They interrupted 299. Only one succeeded. And what one did didn't do much at all. Israel was able to intercept 299 of those missiles. Now you can imagine that 300 missiles will land in Israel successfully. Depending on where they are targeted, they targeted sensitive locations to destroy the place. But God being with Israel, he intercepted it. And then one single missile that Israel sent, they could not intercept it. And they landed in their most sensitive place. The weapon that Russia gave to them, that was where that missile went to destroy. Now, we are talking about the earth going through its third bad pain. And it has to be. And this is the last. This is the last one. It's going through it and it's going to end in the Third World War. The Third World War is here. It's right close. But we will not be here by that time. For us not to be here, we must go through this bad pain, spiritual bad. We must have the spiritual bat to be able to escape. Without that spiritual bat, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, according to the scripture, there is no escaping of it. How are you going to run? There is no part of the world that will be saved. Only in Christ that will be saved. And by that time, Christ will have vacated his attention from the Gentiles. Because rapture will have taken place then, that we know the presence of the Holy Spirit will have been withdrawn from here. Then it will have moved to Israel, where Moses and Elijah will be preaching to them, for them also to be converted to receive the Holy Spirit. The prophet said the same gospel we are preaching. We go back to Israel. And when rapture takes place, as I said the other time, immediately after that, the tribulation comes in. The great tribulation. And that will last for 3.5 years. And after that, then the destruction. The war of Armageddon. That will be the Third World War. And that will finish everything. Where is anyone going to hide? No place. Not even the 144,000 of Israel will be spared. They will die. They will kill them. The prophet told us. But they will be brought forth. Because they must be with the bride in the millennium. Praise be to God. We are moving. The world is under serious pain. Praise be to God. Alright? People's science has broken into God's laboratory until they are going to destroy themselves. God always lets wisdom destroy himself. God doesn't destroy anything. Man destroys himself by wisdom. And indeed, at the beginning, taking Satan's wisdom instead of God's word. Now, she knows she must give way. She cannot stand it. Russia, I believe, would destroy this nation today if she thought that she could destroy it and then preserve herself. What is making all of them to wait, not to press that button, is because they have not been able to find a way to preserve their own country from the effect of that. Because once they press it, everything goes into chaos. But definitely, there's a prophecy concerning Russia and U.S. And I think of recent, Russia saying that they have a bomb that they have written the name of U.S. on which they wrote the name of U.S. That U.S. should be careful. But we know that boasting is not an empty boast. We know that in due time, according to the prophecy of the prophet, the prophet said, watch Russia, watch the kingdom of the north. That is the man that is going to blow up U.S. But that time is getting closer. But it will not be when we are here. Because it will be something very terrible. I hope so. That will not be when we are here. Because what is going on in the Arabian side, the NATO, they are now supporting Ukraine. They are releasing some, they are spending some 20 something billion to release weapons there. And that is getting on the nerves of Russia. And you can see how the world is going through the bad pain again. They are boasting of their weapons of mass destruction. That's what is giving them confidence. That's why they are saying Russia is penetrating into Ukraine. Ukraine is crying for help. Because he has formed alliance with NATO. And NATO also wants to prove that they are going to support their members and they are helping the country. When these things are going on, it is to cause us to wake up. So that we are not caught unawares. Praise be to God. So the world knows that our back pain is so great, she has got to give way. There is going to be a new bomb, a new bat born at hand. I am thankful for that. I am tired of this one. Anyone knows that here is the place of death and sorrow, and all kinds of discrepancies and so forth. I am glad that she has to give way. And I'm glad that time is at hand. As John said of old, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now she must rot, of course. As I've said, in order to bring new bad, look what she has rotted into. Notice, my brethren, she's totally rotten. That's this word. She's totally rotten. Her politics and system are just as rotten as they can be. There isn't some bone in her, in her word system. Our politics, our religious politics, and whatever it is. One says, I am a Democrat, I am a Republican, I am Methodist and Baptist. Why? The whole thing is rotten to the core. There's got to be somewhere give way. She can't stand. If you put a George Washington or an Abraham Lincoln in every county in this United States, he still couldn't come back. It's beyond redemption. There's only one thing can help her, and that is the coming of the Creator. Amen. She knows she must give way. She's in pain and distress. One don't know what to do. One is looking this way and one that way and everything. One is scared of the other. One trying to do something will destroy this one. This one trying to contradict that one, destroy the other. Until now, they got it in the hands of sinful men who could destroy the whole world in a 5 minutes time. Just press the button. But God is in control of it. They can't press that button until the time comes for it. The sons and daughters of God that are yet to be prepared will be prepared. They will be ready and be put in the body of the Lord. That is why this word of God is coming to us. So she knows she can't stand it. The people know she can't stand it. And the one knows that they are going to it. It is going to happen. For God said it was. The whole heaven and earth is going to be on fire. It's going to be a renovation of the whole thing. So a new world can be born. God has prophesied it. So it's what we should be expecting. That this present world that we are into is going through labor. Now that is why every nation that is war, nations against nations, diseases and pestilences everywhere. There's conspiracy among the people that control the world. That's something they call Illuminati. That the controller of the economy of the world, that the controller of the politics of the world, that the controller of the religion of the world, and the Pope is their head. They are the one. That is why you see their symbol that looks like a triangle with big eye. In the center of that triangle, with all sorts of designs and their symbols. That's of the devil. Highest courtesan that you can never think of. Secret courts. They are evil. They are weapons in Satan's hands. They are the one coming up with all sorts of evil things on the earth. Pope is their head. That's why they are coming up with the plan to rewrite the Bible. They want to rewrite the Bible to make it inclusive. To make the Bible inclusive means that LGBT will be incorporated into the Bible. They will be allowed. Anything the Bible that condemns them will be removed. That's to make the Bible inclusive. Anything that says a woman that wants to identify a woman that wants to make her lower than the man, they're going to remove it. That's the new Bible they're writing. The Bible that says that except you are born again, you will never see the kingdom of God, they're going to remove that verse. They're going to bring a scripture or a Bible that will be all accommodating. That will accommodate the Muslim and their religion and their will of worship. That will accommodate the nominal Christian, their will of worship. That will accommodate Ifa worshiper. That will accommodate Ogbanje worshiper. Traditional world, the Hare Krishna, the Olumba, all the religions of the world. They are coming with a Bible that all of them will carry the read. It won't offend anybody. That is new world order. The one world religion. This world is going through that. That's part of the battle. That this world is going through. And it's going to end in the battle of Armageddon. But before that time, remember, rapture will take place. Well, let me just read this. I want to read from COD. Look for 0830 in the EVP. 64 0830E. There was a question. There was a question there. Question 392. The prophet said, now there is the question. The church is ending and has blacked out. Is a question. The bride is called. We have already entered into the tribulation period. It's a question. as the church agented and blacked out, as the bride been called, and we have already entered into the tribulation period? That's the question. The prophet said, no. You are. I wish that I could just have more time on that. See, the bride, when she's taken from the church, you see, when she's taken from the church, then the church age will cease. The church age hasn't ceased. It's still going on. The church will be taken, the bride, when she's taken from the church, when she leaves this place, by way of what? By way of rapture. When he's taken from the church, then the church age ceases. Grace of God to the Gentile, hence. The church age ceases. No more legal baptism, no more presence of God. The prophet said they will pray and see if anything will happen. Nothing. The religion will still continue. Laodicea goes into chaos. The bride goes to glory. And the tribulation period sets in upon the sleeping virgin for three and a half years. While Israel is getting his prophecy, then tribulation sets in upon Israel. It is not till tribulation is still within three and a half years that Israel, the Antichrist will now show his color, will betray Israel. Because Israel will be lured into economic alliance. But at a point, Israel will recognize that this is a deceiver. And then Israel will back out and say, oh, so this is who you are. When they know that this is an antichrist, they back out. Because they can't worship him. So when they back out, then he will face them. Then that's the time they are facing their tribulation. And it's still within the 3 and a half years. 7 years. Was predicted. Are you getting me? According to Daniel, the prophet told us that Jesus Christ came and spent three and a half years of it. He started his ministry at the age of 30. He completed it by three and a half years. The prophet said he had fulfilled the half part of that seven. You get it? Remaining another three and a half years. And that three and a half years, we start counting from rapture. So when rapture takes place, then the three and a half years comes into play. And within that time, the great tribulation takes place. Everything, all the woe, all the evil that this earth will face is within that time. And who will face it? The inhabitants on this earth at that time. The rich people that don't know God, that did not go in the rapture. The poor people that didn't know God, that didn't go in the rapture. The illiterate that didn't know God, that didn't go in the rapture. The educated that didn't know God, that didn't go in the rapture. The white, the black, the green, the yellow. The red, whatever color, that didn't know God, that did not go in the rapture with the hair. The tall and the black, the fat and the slim. All sorts. Those living in the jungles and in the bush and the rest of it. Antichrist will fetch them out. During that time. This world is passing through the pathways towards the dark. Because the new heaven must of necessity be born. And before the new heaven and the new heart is born, then a process is going on. So that is what is going on, and that's why the world is going through its tumult. That's why every nation is passing through that. That's why you see the advanced nation coming to developing countries, trying to influence their policies to that, because they are working towards the fulfillment of these things. Sorry, me, until fair can be. All right. Then tribulation setting upon Israel, and then comes the battle of Armageddon, which destroys all things. No, that is not the renovation of the earth. This destruction of all things is to prepare the earth for the millennium. Which destroys all things, and then the bride returns back with the groom for a thousand years, the millennium. You see, and that temple. Why Israel is fighting as it's fighting today is that very location where Mosque of Omar is. Israel will destroy that Mosque of Omar and build their temple there. The prophet said that's the temple we will use in the millennium. We'll be there. But how are we going to be there? only by being the body of Christ, by one spirit, ye all are baptized into that one body, by the Holy Ghost baptism. It's not by church membership. It's not by presuming that I have the Holy Spirit. The prophet said, you can think you have it. He says it's a different thing from you really having it. To think you have it is different from you really having it. So how do you know that you have it? It's by comparing your life with the world. Take Galatians chapter 5, run through it, look at your nature. Adamic nature. These are the works of the flesh. Look at it, compare your life with it. Not only Galatians, there are other scriptures that talk about the works of the flesh. Philippians, Ephesians, they talk about it. Thessalonians talks about it. Timothy talks about it. Hebrews talks about it. Look at all those things. Take the scripture and look at it and then compare your life with it. Then you will know that you have the Holy Spirit or not. Because it is the word of God that must confirm you that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's God's word. When the word of God gives you confirmation, you'll be happy. In fact, I want to tell you that if you do that and you look at the scripture, this scripture says that you see your life, you are not guilty of it. Not hypocritically, not overlooking it. Because there is this tendency of human beings to be hypocritical to him or herself, not wanting to allude to the fact of the scripture. And you just want to say, well, maybe that one does not matter. That is a little lump, level the whole lump. And then the bride returns back with the groom. Now that is why the Bible says that the rest of the dead live not until the thousand years were ended. See, this program of God is well laid out, and he has not left us in darkness. He has given us the materials with which to prepare ourselves. Now, we are like our students. Like we are a lecture. It's just very easy for students to pass. It's very easy for students to get 100. We will prepare what we call courseware. We prepare courseware to tell them what is expected of them, the courses per week, how we will take it per week. And then we tell them the references they are to consult, and then questions, 15 tutorial questions from the lessons. Of course, when before you can compare 15 tutorial questions, you already have your course notes already, and you are going to release the courseware to them, but you don't release the course note immediately because they won't come to class anymore. Private university, they won't come. While they have the material to read, they just sit down in their rooms. They will give you one excuse or the other. It's a private school, you're not going to do them anything. Let a student do that in the university. Let us sit down in the class. Who is going to give you the course notes? So we are like them. We are like the private student in private university. There's the courseware that guides you on what you are going to read. If a student is serious with the tutorial questions, even with an attending classes, even without the course notes, don't pass. Because it's like you are released. Out of the 15 questions, 6 will be brought out. Six will be brought out of that 16 questions. And you have to do it in such a way that you take A from here, B from here, you run through the 15 questions. So that a student does not fail. It's a very simple system. And that's what God has done for you and me. I'm bringing that for that purpose. He has given us the course materials. The course materials are the notes on each topic per week. We say week one, the topic, put the lesson notes there. And that's what you will teach them in the class. When you are teaching them, you send it to them. While you are teaching it, they are looking at the notes that you are giving to them. You are looking at the notes. You know, you have some of them will be marking certain things there. As you are making comment, they will be writing some other things, you know, in front of the notes to for better understanding. Some of them that are serious. There's some of them phone, no matter be anybody. No matter phone. But they read, they have to read. So that is what God has done for us. Because it's through them by that time they don't fear exam. Because at the end of the lesson, you have revision period, and this is a week, maybe a class or two. You run to the tutorial with them. Where is you miss it? Is that not true? So, first class. First class. Must not get nothing less than first class. So, where? This big. So, that's what God has done to us. He has given us everything. The prophet said, the materials are on earth, they are available for the bride to make herself ready. God is not stingy with the material. Yes, he needs it. He has given it to us. We have the sermon books. We have the opportunity to come to church. God has blessed us with ministers, with varying gifts, to take the word and wave it over us, to shed the light over us, to mop up darkness and everything that is contrary to God's word. He has done that for us. Then to whom much is given, much is expected. Do you think when I will mark such students, I'll be lenient? When I have gone through everything to satisfy them? If a student does not write, if the student is so careless and is saying that, I don't have time to read this and this and this. 40 years, oh my God. Because if you give 39, listen very closely. If you give 39, they will tell you that. In fact, you can't give such. You cannot even give decimal. They will ask you to round it up. Then I challenge them and I say, how do you rate the performance of the students? How do you rate the first, the second, the third? Because by percentage, that's why you have great points now. In universities, is by points. The first class may lead the class by just 2 points. This is what I'm saying. When I say 2 points, you might score four. Maybe the difference. Please, the undergraduate. You that you are looking, Oyibo. What's the first class? 4 point what? First class. 4.5. Abi? To what? 5.0. No, it should be 5.02. To? Yeah? Then 4.49. No. If this is 4.9, it's 4.5. That's 4. 4.40. What is the difference between this first class? What is the difference between first class and second class? Point one. Are you getting that? Suzanne, did you study that very well? You have to study that to know how the grade is calculated. First class, who said 4.1 to 5? Okay, you are the one that said? Come again. 2.1. Is please stand up and talk. Three point five to four. Then 2.1. So, No. Yes, 0.1. That is the difference between first class and second class offer. 0.01. You see the importance of decimal? But in this city, they don't accept it. I'm talking about what I know. If you have 4.8, it's five already. And if you have 4.4, of course, you that you are marking once you know that, is it that you rate it to 4? Is it really that you give the student mark 5 or leave it at 4? Because they will call you to change it to 5. You don't know it because you are a student. So it's the lecturer that marks, that knows what. I have done that, they are returning to me to remark it. So then I told them, I said, how do you know the difference between these grades? Now what God has done for us is not grading us. There's no first class, there's no second class, there's no third class. It is the same class. It is the same Holy Spirit. But it is the same word that he has given to us. It is human being that looks at grades. God, once he gave the Holy Spirit, we are equal. So, but he has released his word to get us prepared. To get us prepared for what? For this event that are ahead of us. For the back pain, so that we don't go through the back pain with the earth. So that we don't perish with the world. Because the heart is going through that, and everyone that is not in Christ will go with it. The foolish virgins will go with it. Those who don't even know God will go. They will go with it. The 144,000 of the Jews, they will go with it. Because that's the way God has ordained it. But it's only the bride that will escape it. And the only way of escape is now. You must have your own back pain if you are not born again. You must have it quick. You must change the timing. You are the one that will change the timing by being serious. You have to do what is important. You have to persevere in prayer, in ensuring that you put every gift into place, into use, to make sure that you come into Christ. If you hear the preaching, and you are like a dasika, you display necessary attitude. I will do by and by. By and by may be too late for you. By and by may be too late. The Bible says that seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That suggests to you that will be a time he will not be there, and there will be a time he will not hear. Where he is not near. Call upon him while he is what? While he may be found. There will be a time he won't be found. The people will seek him, they won't find him. There's that time. But now is the time to seek him and find him. He that asketh, receiveth. He that knocketh, he shall be opened. He that seeketh, findeth. And the prophet said, how? That scripture, when he was explaining in the revelation of the seven seals, maybe a question there. He told them, he said, he's constantly knocking. Knocketh. Can you search for it? He's knocketh. It means that constantly, you are knocking constantly until the door is open for you. That is the way to have spiritual breakthrough. Is to be persistent in what you are asking for, and then you are watching the promises. You are committing your entirety into it. Christianity is not just to come to church as you close. It's not just to come to church, sing worship, and say, oh, bro, God bless you. We thank God for the service. We appreciate God, preacher. Thank you for the service. We are so blessed. We are doing this, and that's the end of it. No. What you have had in the church, you go back home and reflect on it and pray over it, that word you have had will transform your life. That the life that is in that word will be resident in your soul to bring a transformation of life. Because the essence of God's word is to transform your life. To the seed that God intended it to be, to quicken that seed in you, for the purpose why God sent his word, so that you can become son and daughter of God. May God be our help. Shall we bow down our heads? This time is now. There's no more time to waste. We must wake up. This world is rapidly going to his head. He's on the downward trend. This world is going to go worse and worse. In immorality, in ungodliness, in religiosity. We will see things that will baffle us. But it's not going to be for a long time. It's not going to be for a long time. God. And at the same time, God is working upon his people. Let's not take anything for granted. It's time for us to search our lives. To be sure. To be certain. Looking at the bad faith that this world is presently going through. How much of this sermon do you feed on a daily basis? As an individual. Or you find it difficult to listen to the sermon? Why don't you ask for the audio? Wherever you are, you can play it. Or is it the problem of understanding that you have, you are not able to hear what the prophet says when you are playing it? Take the tape and take the book. Is it the problem of English? The Yoruba translations are there. You can take. There is no excuse anymore. You must take out of your time. What you don't have time to do now, you will have plenty of time for something else. I don't have time. Nobody has time. But what is important to you, you will prioritize. What is important to you? If eternal life is important to you, it's going to top the list of your commitments. It will top the list of your commitments. You have to look at your itinerary. What you have prioritized to do. If the matter of Holy Ghost baptism is the one on the bottom, it means that you are not even in the business. You don't know where you are being at all. Such a person is not seeking God. And he is a rewarder of them that seek him diligently. Not layily, not lazily, not complacently, not anyhow. Diligently. You have to be diligent in seeking God for you to have spiritual breakthrough. As we bring the service to a close, sister, brothers, let me just drop this before, by the permission of the pastor, to pray. St.
staying with the world. Sisters, stay with the world. Brothers, stay with the world. Marry sisters, stay with the world. The message does not say that you have 50% right and your husband have 50% right in the home. A Christian wife, a born again woman, only advises. Period. An advice may not be taken. And it shouldn't even be with apology. When you are still struggling with your husband, you are not converted. Don't deceive, don't let the devil deceive you. It is what you say that you want to stand. You have Roman Catholic spirit, iron disposition. You can't go nowhere. You are just religious. You need to know that you are a helpmeet for that man. To help him fulfill God's purpose for his life. You are a helpmeet. The man is existing before the woman came. It was God that said that in order for this man to accomplish my purpose for his life, this woman, he needs this woman. And the woman is not to be a bone in his flesh, or a thorn in his flesh rather, a water in his bone, or in his blood. You must assume that position of submissiveness. Submissiveness. When you have a suggestion and your husband says, well, it's not going to be like that, this and this and this, that's not the time for you to there's no more family altar. There's no more cordiality. There's no when you are to talk, it starts to be with high voice. Or when the husband calls, you will die, you answer with a low voice. You are not spiritual. You need to ask God to help you to break that yoke from your life. You husband, that you don't love your wife. You are corrupted. You need the Holy Ghost. Shall we pray? I don't know what your desires are. You know, and God does. As you express your desire before God, believing that a promise to meet us at the point of our needs, you can make it known to him. A blessed eternal Father, we are grateful to you, Lord, for bringing us to the end of the service. We cannot thank you enough because you have not let us, Heavenly Father, without your blessing. Each time we gather together in your name, you have always proven yourself to be in our midst by sending your spirit, your supernatural presence to vindicate your word. Your word has gone forth once again, Father. And we know by your promise that it cannot return to you void. It will surely accomplish the purpose unto where you have sent it. Your word has gone forth into the hearts of your sons and daughters. Father, we pray that your quickening power, Lord, we quicken these words to drive us into doing what is necessary. To drive us, to cause us to rise from our slumber. To identify your purpose through this word you have sent to us. Is to make us sons and daughters of God. Not bench warmers, not church members, not religious people, but to lay hold upon eternal life, to be in possession of it. Gracious Lord, may you help everyone. These hands are lifted up. You know the desires behind it. Almighty Father, your prophet was saying that raising up your hand is supernatural. Is that the influence of the supernatural? Is that because you have broken the law of nature, which says the law of gravity that says everything must hang down, the hand must hang down by virtue of the way it is made. To now raise it up, it means something behind you, something has moved that hand up in recognition of a need in the life of that person. And then raising the hand up unto you, not unto man, that you are the only one that can help. Lord Jesus, may you help everyone who has their hands up in any area where they need your help. You are the present help in time of trouble. You are the help of the helpless. Oh, gracious Lord, except you help us, we cannot help ourselves. This world that we are saved, except to quicken this world in our heart, we cannot of our own quicken them. We cannot of our own convert ourselves. But the grace to surrender, the grace to accept, the grace to die to ourselves, the working of your spirit upon us to make us partakers of your divine blessings, may you bestow upon every one of us. The grace to will and to be obedient, the grace to obey and to abide, may you give to every one of us. As many as are trusting you for Holy Ghost baptism, Lord, trusting you for perfection of their head, that they might come forward to come and testify of your power to heal, your power to save, to deliver, to transform. Lord God, may they witness it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jehovah, as we commit the week to your hand. Lord Jesus, it's your mercy that have brought us to see the beginning of it. May you take us through it, under your divine protection, under your favor, under your blessing. Oh, under your leadership and guidance, shielding us and covering us from every wicked hands of the enemy. Every weapon that is fashioned against us shall never prosper. Cause us to prevail, cause us to succeed, cause us to excel. Give grace to draw closer to you. Give grace to us to consecrate ourselves to you. Let it be, eternal Father. Lord, bless us in the service of the week. May provision for our need. Bless the works of our hand. Glory. May we enjoy your blessings this week. May we enjoy your presence this week. May you give us breakthrough in all areas of our lives this week. May you give us the key to breakthrough into all possible blessings of the Almighty God. Let it be, eternal Father. We are very grateful to you for you have done it. Take all the glory and honor. We remember your servant, the evangelist, Heavenly Father, back there in Edo State, Auchi. Lord Jesus, perhaps now is also rounding up. Lord Jesus, may you replenish his strength. As he will be returning this week, may you bring him safely. Be with our brother and coming from Bagatari. Lord, may your blessing rest upon him. Thank you for your blessing upon your people today, all over the nations of the world, where people are gathered in your name. Lord Jesus, under Malachi 4. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Once again, thank you for helping us to come to the end of the service. May you see us through and take us home safely, and let your name be glorified. Let the wind bring joy and gladness to our heart. Let it be, eternal Father. For we ask this, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Let's take the name of Jesus with you. As we use that one to dismiss. Please hold on. Greetings to the brethren from Sister Faith Odunowo. This is from Sister Ifelu Akwamawo. God bless you. Alright. Say the name of Jesus with you. Oh, the name of Jesus, we